Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of positive vibes and power moves. I'm your girl Riley Hart, here to sprinkle some magic into your day and remind you that you are freaking amazing. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that can be tough but oh so necessary. How to practice self-forgiveness and actually move forward from those mistakes that haunt us. Ever feel like you're carrying around this backpack of past blunders, weighing you down? You know, the one with all those, I should have done this, or, why did I say that? That quote, moments, it happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, holding on to guilt and shame doesn't serve you. It just keeps you stuck in a loop of self-criticism. Today, we're going to rip open that backpack, examine those mistakes with kindness, and learn how to forgive ourselves so we can finally step into our power and embrace all the amazing things life has to offer. Ready? Let's do this. First off, let's get real for a second. We all mess up, big time sometimes. It's part of being human. There's no magic formula to avoid making mistakes, heck, even the most successful people stumble and fall. But what separates the truly resilient from the rest is their ability to learn from those missteps and move forward with grace and self-compassion. Now, that doesn't mean we should just brush off our mistakes like they're nothing. No way, taking responsibility for our actions is crucial. It's about acknowledging what happened, understanding why it happened, and learning from the experience. Think of it like this. Every mistake is a valuable lesson disguised in an uncomfortable outfit. Here's another key takeaway. Comparing yourself to others is a recipe for disaster. Social media loves to paint this picture-perfect life, but trust me, everyone has their own struggles and insecurities. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, there will be stumbles, but it's all part of the beautiful, messy tapestry of life. Speaking of journeys, remember that self-forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of kindness towards yourself. Be gentle with yourself during this journey. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend who's going through something tough. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. And lastly, never forget that forgiveness isn't about condoning the past. It's about releasing the grip it has on your present and future. It's about choosing freedom over bitterness, healing over holding onto pain. It takes courage to forgive yourself, but trust me, the rewards are worth every ounce of effort. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who's working on her first novel. She pours her heart and soul into it, only to receive some harsh feedback from an editor. It stings, right? Sarah starts doubting herself, questioning her talent, even thinking about giving up altogether. But then she remembers this. Every great author has faced rejection, every masterpiece was once just a messy draft. She takes a deep breath, revises her work with renewed determination, and eventually, publishes her book to rave reviews. Sarah learned that forgiveness, both of herself and the initial setback, allowed her to grow, learn, and ultimately achieve her dreams. Now, let's recap those powerful takeaways because they deserve another shout-out. First, remember that making mistakes is a part of being human, it's not a reflection of your worth or potential. Second, take responsibility for your actions but don't dwell on them. Learn from the experience and move forward with grace. Third, ditch the comparison game, focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique wins. And finally, remember that self-forgiveness is a process, not a destination. Be patient, be kind to yourself, and trust that you're capable of incredible things. So, beautiful souls, go out there today and let go of those old burdens. Forgive yourself for past mistakes, embrace your imperfections, and step into the power of who you truly are. Remember, your story is still being written, and it's going to be an amazing one. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of self-love. Now go out there and radiate that confidence. I'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of positivity.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.